Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend? Hey, Mudflap, did you stay till the very end? Is it a good movie or does it suck? Just tell us if it's worth our bucks. Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend?
Today's movie review is for a film called The Trip to Italy. Is it a movie with robots and explosions and lots of fast cut-paced action where you're not really sure what's going on, but you see some kind of moving gear and an explosion, and you think, was that a robot arm? No, this isn't that kind of movie at all. As a kid, I watched old movies with my granddad. One of the movies I remember seeing was a Bob Hope, Bing Crosby movie about them going on a trip through the desert. I found out later those were a series of films. They were called road movies. And that's what this is. This is a modern-day road movie. The Trip to Italy is a sequel to a 2010 movie, The Trip, which also starred Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon. That movie had them running around England, where in this one, it has them running around, where? Italy. Steve and Rob play themselves. Well, they play fictional versions of themselves, exaggerated versions of themselves. Because there's obvious things in the movie that they wouldn't have done if they were truly themselves. Now, when going to see this movie, I had a trip to Italy coming up. I was going to be working a cruise ship, so I was kind of excited to see where these guys are going in the trip. Anybody going to Italy, this is a movie, it's a travelogue for you. So there's another reason to see the movie. And part of what I'm doing now is I'm in Italy on a cruise ship right now, doing this review, which makes this even a bit more exciting for me. Now, the two guys run around the Italian countryside in a Mini Cooper, eat beautiful meals, and discuss everything from the meaning of life to the proper pronunciation of Alanis Morissette's name. The album, Jagged Little Pill, plays a big musical part in this movie. Most Americans will have no idea who these two actors are. Brits know Steve Coogan as a major star. We Americans will know him as the guy that played the tiny little Roman soldier in the Night at the Museum movies. And there's a brilliant gag here about that movie in this movie. Rob asked Steve about his museum co-star, Owen Wilson. I know you've been a miniature soldier with him, but do you actually hang out? Coogan replies, we run together on the beach. Brydon comes back with, is he aware you're running together or is he running away from you? The reason for the two to go on this trip is because they're going to retrace the travels of the Romantic poets Byron and Shelley. And along the way, they stop at their homes and their graves. The chemistry between these guys makes this movie work. The dueling Michael Caine impressions are priceless. And the scene in Pompeii with Brydon talking with the human remains encased in glass had me laughing out loud. Seriously, director Michael Winterbottom has to get big props for making this work. He seamlessly puts together what could have been just really long Vine videos. My only real complaint with The Trip to Italy is the way the meal scenes are shot. Unlike Chef or the other foodie film, The 100-Foot Journey, where the food is lit and filmed in such a high-def way that your mouth just waters. Seriously, when I saw The Chef, I was so hungry I wanted to go get a Cuban sandwich. And I did. When I saw The 100-Foot Journey, the way they shot the food and the preparation of the food and the color and the high definition, again, made the food just burst on the screen. That's what I missed in this movie, because part of this movie was them traveling around, seeing the countryside and eating at these restaurants and exposing the viewer to new and exciting things. I just wish I'd have been more excited by the dishes. Scenes along the Italian coast will make anybody want to immediately book a ticket and head for that beach. Even watching them drive a Mini Cooper made me want to have a Mini Cooper. And this movie does what it sets out to do. Make you laugh, want to go to Italy, want to eat good food, and want to drive a little tiny sports car around the hill country. The movie has no real plot. It doesn't need one. Humor and the Italian scenery are the real stars here. You don't have to know the actors. You don't even have to be able to pronounce the food that they are eating. You just have to go along for the trip. And what a trip it is. In a summer that has been filled with sequels, and not great sequels at all, this movie has lived up to the original, if not surpassed it. I'm going to recommend this movie to my friends. Would you recommend it, Steve? Yes, I would. Go check out The Trip to Italy.